Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Whew, time is just going by, isn't it? We are already about to wrap up this series, I Will Finish Strong. I'm so proud of you. Tell you congratulations for even tuning in, and congratulations for doing, not just hearing what we're talking about here in this series. Sponsors about this series, that it is definitely impacting people, but more importantly, provoking you to do something bigger and better. And this is what we're going to be talking about on today. I need you to know something. You will finish strong if you get a purpose bigger than you. If you get something that you're working toward that's bigger than you. God is an awesome God. He's too big for you to keep playing small. We've got to go to the Lord and we got to ask him, what should we be doing? He's given us the answer all year long, but how he gave it to me on this morning was just astounding. Let's go to the Lord and let's thank him for everything. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today, because you've made this day. No one else can claim that. No one else can say that. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you've done something just as simple, opening our eyes. More importantly, opening our spiritual eyes so we're able to see more clearly. As we are pushing towards pleasing you and not the world, we're thanking you, oh Father God, for even all of the gifts that you're going to continue to give us just so we can give to others. We're so grateful, oh dear Lord, that we're coming out of our selfishness and walking into true kingdom building. As we're going out to do these huge exploits in your name, as we're going out to dominate the marketplace, we'll be careful to acknowledge you in everything we do. As we're now understanding, oh Father God, that the more we give, the more you can give unto us. We're thankful, Father God, that we're going out to be obedient in that charge on today. Now, Holy Spirit, you have your way here. As your servant decreased, let you increase like never before. Let your people, let their hearts and their minds open up to a whole new way, a whole new perspective on what they've been doing and what they should be doing. As we're going out to fill the world up with hope, with the opportunity that there is a better way, let us understand that that gift is not for us to hold on to, but to give, give, give. We honor you, we bless you, we want to seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. We're going to be coming out of the book of Philippians on this morning. Sorry I didn't give that to you earlier when you can turn with me, but if you're using, like I say, that smartphone, make it smart, and you can click on Philippians 2, verses 3 through 4. It's funny that God will take us back to some of our familiar scriptures. It's almost like as we're wrapping up a year, he's given us a review. And when you can understand getting a purpose bigger than you, and when you understand that God gives us the gifts, not for us, but for others, Philippians 2, 3 through 4 would make all the sense. It said, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. When I have read over this scripture, my whole life began to make so much more sense. And I believe that yours will too. I believe that this may not be a fire call. Sometimes Holy Spirit just wants you to, he wants you to be able to hear, get an understanding, so you can do something. And I began to realize that people would say, Nicola, you're so strong. And the strength comes from God, but things that have happened to me, I know that I have to be strong because so many others needed that strength. When I begin to understand that even the success that God has allowed me to, have blessed me with, had nothing to do with me, it was only to bless others. I love, love, love what Anne Frank. I don't know if you've ever read this book when you were a kid, The Diary of Anne Frank. And she has a powerful quote that says, no one has ever become poor by giving. That just resonated with me. Some people will say, I have nothing to give. And I'm saying, you are seeing this whole thing wrong. I want you to hear this again. You want to be rich. You want to be successful. You want more than what you have now. And Frank said, now, no one has ever become poor by giving. We did a series on gratitude. And gratitude is typically a lot about what you have been given. Given, G-I-V-E-N. But when we start going to the next level of wanting to build wealth, it's about what you are giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. Can you write a list of things that you could be giving on today? Do you understand that even our industry of network marketing will give people hope? I've seen this industry, people who were totally hopeless, people who were on their last leg, people who are about to lose their mind, and it's given them a purpose, a reason for living, given them a new outlook. You have that in your hand. You have access to that. Where there are some others that just don't even know, okay, even if I were to think about, I want to be a part of network marketing, I don't even know where to start. And you will be able to point them to not only an opportunity, but a system to say, you know what? If you do this, you will be successful. We know that we had a president in our country, Barack Obama, who said, yes, you can. Just those few words where people are living in a world where they think they can't do better than what they're doing, can't become significant. They can't be recognized or awarded. They can't go from zero to maybe a six-figure earner. They can't. A world where that's what we're saying, that's what everything is showing. The recession was showing you can't have a bounce back. That's all what the news was saying. And during that time, there were more people becoming millionaires through network marketing. Barack Obama, he said, the best way not to feel hopeless, if you're feeling hopeless, if you're feeling weak, he says, is to get up and do something. Don't wait for good things to happen to you. If you go out and make some good things happen, you will fill the world with hope, and you will fill yourself with hope. I don't know about you guys, but I had some things that I would have had the perspective prior to reading God's word consistently and doing his word consistently. I would have figured that these were the worst things to ever happen to me. And in these recent, I don't know, me coming up on this big 45, began to understand and say, you know what? These were the best things to happen to me. As a matter of fact, sometimes success for some people could be the worst thing to happen to them because they begin to think it's them, or they begin to forget where their help comes from, or they forget that the whole purpose of success is to help other people, inspire other people, give other people hope to be successful. And when you begin to understand things like not hoping for it to get easier, just you get better, you'll understand you're getting better just to help other people get better, that you're getting stronger just for other people to get stronger. You're getting wealthy just for other people to know that they can get wealthy too. You see? It ain't about you, boo. Oh, that's the news flash. With God making us in the likeness of his image, and the angels saying, but what is man that thou art mindful of thee? That tell you that that is God's number one priority. You are God's number one priority. Someone else is God's number one priority. And if you give God what he wants, which is to see you use the gifts to equip other people, you'll never have to worry about God giving you what you want. If you want to become useful on today, you got to identify who you're going to help today. How are you going to get better today so that you can help someone else be better? Let me tell you something. When you start thinking like that, things like going to a meeting, no one would have to tell you they're going to give you extra money for you to show up to a meeting. No one would have to tell you they got to do this and do that for you to come and get better. You automatically are going to say, that's where I need to be. That's how I can truly give God the glory. Absolutely, we go to church and we lift up our hands. But what does that really mean to you anyway? What do you do when the hands come down? What do you do when you walk out of the church? What do you do when you get up off of your knees? There's no way God is communicating to you and he's not telling you go do something big. I need you guys on this morning not to come in the queue. I'm going in with the Holy Spirit. I need you to go in and go right down. Go right down. Go write it down. Go write down. Write it down. What could you be giving? I'm here coming up. Holiday, my birthday, whatever, and I can't even think. I'm thinking, what do I want? What? Nothing but for other people to win. You're talking about your grace is all sufficient. There would be a time that I would be 38 hot. Y'all know what 38 hot is. I'd be 38 hot if my birthday rolled around and no one made me feel special. They didn't give me anything. They didn't. There was a time because I was born around the holidays. So it always seemed like it was always something fighting for my attention. Other people got birthdays, stuff, whatever. I pray that I'm not getting a party. I don't want that. I want more time with God so he can fill me up so I can fill others up. You're talking about his grace being all sufficient. You're talking about where you say, God, if you don't do another thing for me, I don't need nothing else. I am so good. That's where you want to be. Did you know how I got there? Stop holding out your cup for it to be filled and start filling someone else's cup up. Do that today. Do that till you can't start, till you can't count any. More. Be where you need to be so you can be filled up and you can do bigger, better things. You can never be waiting on God. He loves to bless. He has nothing to bless. He has everything. All he wants to do is bless. Play by his rules and watch what happens. I love you. Go be productive. See you on tomorrow, Financial Freedom Friday. To give. Be ready to give. I love you.